Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You get married.
Yeah.
You share your life with someone.
Oh, sure.
Everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Your family is their family. Your problems are their problems. Your living space is their living space, right?
It's such a great deal.
Yeah. Well, that last one.
Yeah.
Not for these folks.
Whatever.
There are a growing group of people, Tommy, who say the best thing you can do for your marriage is to have your own place to lay your head.
So, separate living.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
Are you familiar with living apart together?
No.
It is a movement. People who are married say they are in love, they are spending the rest of their lives together, and they live in separate places.
So what's the point of being married?
So they're not even sharing a house. Like, they're not even under the same roof.
Nope.
They're on different properties.
Okay.
Okay, so that's where it gets dicey.
All right.
So a story in the New York Times, or excuse me, New York Post, big difference there.
Yeah.
Talked to a few couples who were doing this. Loran and her husband Maurice live 20 minutes away from each other.
Damn.
They've been married 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They spend time together on the weekends. They FaceTime every night for a little while. But they have their completely own separate places they live.
But why?
Matt and Susan are the country version.
Oh.
So, Kimmy, they have property where they have their main home.
Okay. That's two houses.
Yes, that's where Matt and their sons live. Susan has her own apartment in a detached garage on the other side of the driveway. They spend their nights apart, and they say they love it.
Yeah, but they love it because they don't want to be around each other.
No, they say they're in love. They just don't want to live together.
Or you're... You're on a very strict schedule for when you're around each other.
I guess.
So these couples are not alone.
Yeah.
There are an estimated 3.9 million Americans, married, not separated, that are living apart together. They call themselves a partners.
All right.
Get it?
Mm. I get it.
A partners.
So I know, like, a lot of people, when they get older, the husband, they don't sleep in the same bedroom anymore.
Oh, the I Love Lucy style.
Yeah, but I mean, it's basically because of medical or something like that. You know,
comfort reasons.
Comfort, whatever. But
got the Jimmy leg.
But yeah, so that was my parents.
Okay.
But it was just like, that I get. But like to say, like, we're going to be married and have this life together, but you stay over there.
Yeah, you don't even see each other in passing.
Right.
Like, it would be a weird concept.
You wouldn't even get to know each other or... Really? I mean, you don't really know anybody. So you really live with them.
But didn't we find out that the definition of romance is the word mystery this morning?
Oh, okay.
I can see how it would work for people because think of all the small fights you would get in over stuff like that person didn't do the dishes or you keep leaving your stuff out or like those. Though it kind of eliminates those small things, which could contribute to an overall better relationship. If you have your own space, you're taken care of. Separately.
Kimmy wants her husband to move out so bad.
Or do the dishes.
I mean,
Stop snoring! I don't want to shave your back anymore.
But again, you're also missing out on, like, you know, welcoming somebody home after a tough day of work or, like, having those little conversations here and there that add to your relationship. So while you're eliminating some fights, maybe, you're also missing out on, like, the small things.
All right, so the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. It does sound strange because we have been taught our entire lives that marriage is sharing your living space.
Yeah, your life.
Yeah, coming home to that other person, being together. But, I mean, if it is working for these couples, you don't believe it's working for these couples.
I can't wrap my head around it, especially because I'm thinking about a guy who's married, but then he goes home alone at night.
Yeah.
And he sits by himself and does what?
Anything he wants?
Yeah. What do you think he's doing every night?
Touching himself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
So why are you married?
That may not be different than some people's marriages, though.
What's that?
That may not be any different than some people that live together.
True, but I mean, it's wide open now, man.
Yeah, again.
You got the wild frontier of Knuckle Shuffle Ranch.
It would almost
weird.
Be like,
how did you know what the name of their ranch was? That other couple. It
would almost be like you're dating forever.
Right. Yeah. You know, kind of, yeah. Like, yeah. Like, we don't get, but even the guys like we know, like, never pulled the trigger on their marriages, they still acted like a married couple, but they were like boyfriend, girlfriend, but they shared space.
Let me ask you this question. Yeah. Did they do that because that's what they wanted? Live together while dating? Or did they do that because that's what society told them they had to do? Man! I blew your mind.
You definitely have to have a lot of trust in that other person.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the trust definitely has to be there.
You know, what's strange to me, look, I agree this is very weird, right?
Yeah.
But I'm surprised, Tommy, you're so out on this. You love your independence.
Mm-hmm.
You want everything done your way.
Yeah.
This seems perfect for a guy like you. You can go to bed early, you can get up early, eat your weird diet. There's no one to tell you to do anything that you don't want to do, and you still have the love of your life when both of you want to spend time together.
I mean, what I'm
saying is your wife has asked me to convince you to move out of her house.
It would be weird. Like, what if you just needed a hug? Like, what if you had a terrible day?
Oh, yeah.
And you're somebody that's living, like, you know, like in the one case, 20 minutes away. Like, something as simple as that, you can't just go downstairs and do.
And vent. Like, if something's pissing you off, something's pissing her off, well, I got to call you?
Yeah.
Or text you?
Let me ask you a question, though.
Yeah.
You talk about the venting. Again, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about the story in the Post. It talks about these folks. They call themselves a partners. They are married, but they live in separate homes. They plan on staying married. They say they're in love with each other. They just don't want to live together. And according to this story, there are 3.9 million Americans that consider themselves a partners.
Mm.
Now, you say you want to vent.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you.
Yeah.
If you gave me a percentage-wise, now let me try this again.
Who vents more in my house?
Well, I'm just saying in general. Is it the wife venting to the husband, or is it the husband venting to the wife?
I'm going to say wife's venting on the husband.
Okay, so like what, 60-30?
Oh, it's a blowout.
Okay.
It's a complete blowout.
Okay, so based on that, why would guys not want to do this?
Yeah, but who does she get to vent to then? Because he also wants to vent. You've got to be the sounding board.
I got your dog.
Okay, well, we have a dog.
It speaks English. But it doesn't talk back.
Yes.
Go nuts.
But think about that. Like, your wife comes over after a bad day, and she wants to tell you everything about it.
Sure, right?
Every subtle nuance of it.
Yeah.
And she really just wants you to sit there and agree with her.
Uh-huh.
But she doesn't get that anymore. And I think that would depress a woman.
Do you hear this, man?
I know.
You're the one arguing for you should be there to listen.
Yes. You have
to
listen.
Partner.
Here's why I kind of believe him here, because One of my husband and I's like favorite activities to do together is to gossip.
Okay. Yeah.
Gossip about people we know, people we don't like.
I love how you keep saying that. She's talking about you most of the time.
But I'm saying, like, you, I think Tommy would miss that too if it was gone.
Absolutely.
As much as he doesn't, you know, want to admit that he doesn't like to talk about things, personal things. But that would be one thing that you would definitely miss with your significant other.
Talking crap on relatives, neighbors.
That's how a lot of us bond.
Yeah.
Paul writes us on Instagram. Again, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Paul says, Tommy's so against it because he knows he'd be living in a box. Valid point.
Okay.
Want to come over to my box tonight?
My poverty box?
Do you think wives or husbands would benefit the most from this arrangement? All right, what are you thinking?
I would say, that's a tough one. I would say women would benefit more from a separate relationship in a lot of ways.
Why?
Because they're probably more independent to begin with.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, of course you're going to agree with them. You're
no,
biased.
No, I do think that there are things that you get comfortable with because, like, think of how many things your wife takes care of for you.
Yeah.
And not that she couldn't do those things, but she wouldn't be around as much to do those things.
And women
I
have,
think that you would miss that a
right,
lot.
Right, and women have more common sense than men on a day-to-day basis of functioning and doing things.
Okay. All right, now I think you're just pandering like a bitch. Look,
you asked me a question. I give you an answer.
No, you're thinking about it, but now it's like, you know, it's all of a sudden.
I'm moving out. I'm going down to the B.
It's all it's Oprah's book club all
they
of a sudden.
They don't want you there. You talked crap about them earlier today.
You literally said that TJ looks like the chintziest person in the building, you monster.
I just think she's good with money.
Yeah, that's what you said.
We're good.
He's doing the money sign. No, like all of a sudden you turn this into like Oprah's book club. Yeah, ladies, you're strong. You're fire-breathing dragon boss bitches. Go get them, girls.
What do you think about this? Men like to be taken care of, and
they're babies.
They need that more later in life than women do.
You're a big, smelly, hairy-ass baby.
All right.
And here's the other thing, man. Women have a network of friends and family that they work with, that they support. A guy's going to sit alone, play with his dong, and drink beer and eat pretzels. That's going to be his life. And at some point, that's going to catch up with him.
Okay. That is a valid point.
There. The hairy ass big baby.
No, but I want to talk about the independence, because both of you are arguing that men need women to live.
Yeah.
Okay. Is my wife at work? Yes, she is.
Mm.
You knew me as a kid.
Disaster.
Okay, but I was also a very independent person.
You were a very independent, wide disaster.
But that's fine. Look.
Okay.
Most
you were.
Flappy jeans.
The flappiest of jeans. But you know what, Kimmy?
In the mouth.
Flappiest of mouths. I was able to go out and buy my flappy jeans because I was an adult, and I paid rent, and I had a car payment. And like all of these things, I knew how I could cook for myself, like all of these things. And I took a lot of pride in being able to travel the country by myself and handle all of these situations that I got in. And I met my wife, and my wife is a very loving and caring person where she wants everybody around her to feel good and be taken care of. And
she's nurturing.
My wife, in her nurturing, that's a perfect way to put it, thank you, started slowly chipping away at my independence. Because there was a time.
Why, was it independent
fixing your
time?
Credit?
No, look, I'm not saying it's, why?
Like, you wouldn't have a house today if it wasn't for your wife.
I don't want a house. I want to keep renting. We've talked about this. Look, I am not saying it's a bad thing.
Right.
What I'm saying is, I do not recognize myself as a person anymore. Yeah. Because there was nothing I could not do on my own, and I liked it.
But you're thinking of you on your own at 18. Think of you on your own now, without all that stuff, at 38 years old.
Look, I don't want to be without my wife. The point I'm making is...
You'd be withering away.
You are missing my point!
What's your point?
The point I'm making, Kimmy, is that in my wife loving me, she has taken my ability to be independent away, and I don't even know how to be a person anymore without my wife.
Okay.
And there is comfort in that.
All right.
There is also... a lot of fear in that. Like, God forbid, for whatever reason, tomorrow I'm on my own again. I can't be a person because my wife loved me so much that I forgot how to be a person.
Yeah, but you call it taking away your independence. I call it saving your ass.
I don't disagree with that statement, but I could have been a person. Could have been a contender. I was gonna say,
no, listen, you're not wrong what you're saying. I mean,
I mean, true. Even Tommy figured out how to buy a house.
I mean, but
no, he was with his ex-wife at the time.
But, oh, true. Never mind.
Yeah, she was a lot of help. I do think, like, I look at my brothers who've been married their entire adult lives. So even my brother got divorced, but did he remarry quickly? He's been with this woman for 40 years.
Okay.
My sister-in-law, before they go out, he sits down in a chair so she could comb his hair. Like a little kid. Like but I don't think he knows if they, for some reason, my sister-in-law could just go on fine.
Mm-hmm.
He could not.
But it's because she broke him. That's what I'm telling you.
Yes. No, you're right. You're right. I'm sure like if my brother at one point, you know, he went to college and he got a degree and everything. But yes. But that guy's long dead.
Okay. But like, I'll give you an example of something that just recently happened in my life. Right. You know, I have my breakfast at my wedding, my fruits in. I was eating 2 hard-boiled eggs a morning, and I would boil these eggs all by myself, and I would put them in the fridge, and I would crack them the night before, and I put them in little baggies. Like, that was my, like, last bastion of male independence.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife one day came to me and said, you know what? I'm worried about cholesterol. Worried about your heart and the eggs and everything in there. So I think you should have something else, and I'm going to start making you fruit salads.
Okay.
So she started cutting me up watermelon, and I'm not going to argue. Not worth the fight. Yeah. Like, that's the other thing. Not worth the fight to change what I like to do myself.
But that's marriage.
But then it gets worse because I don't know how to cut watermelon. I was never a watermelon guy.
Well, you never had fruit in that house.
No, we never had fruit when I was a kid. So my entire breakfast every morning is reliant upon my wife cutting watermelon for me like I'm a toddler.
Okay. Yeah. I do have a question, though, because this is how maybe we could figure this out.
Sure, sure.
The percentage of guys that stayed independent, that never found anybody, never married, never settled down.
Okay.
What percentage of them are nailing it?
It's
or look at and think, that guy combed his hair today.
I'm only 38, so there are plenty of 38-year-old single guys that are in successful situations. Tommy would be the one to answer this question.
Like what guy that stayed basically a bachelor his whole life?
Or is a bachelor now, later in life.
Like which, they've done so well on their own,
or
they didn't need a woman.
You look at them and you think they don't need anybody helping them out.
I'm guessing there's some disaster going on there somewhere. Like we know guys, man.
I mean,
they're
I can think
bad,
of most.
They're looking bad. Looking really bad, right? I'm right, right? Like they struggling.
What I don't know who you're referring to.
No, a lot of guys.
I don't know. I don't know.
Guys, but
you know, guy over here, guy over there.
I don't want it. I don't want that. So I'm gonna say it don't look good.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're also taking the safe option. And again, don't get me wrong. I love my wife. I love being married. Yeah. I love living with my wife. I have a hard time sleeping without her now, which is also another weird thing.
But I mean, society is structured around couples. I mean, if you think about
having a partnership,
it's a two-party system.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in some independent lane, as some people like to call it, you know, you kind of out there on the bumpy roads.
But you say, you know, society is structured for
around
couples.
A couple. Yeah.
Is it because that's how humans are, or is it because that's what we're told we have to do? Man, yeah, that's right. 252-WCMF. We started this conversation talking about this story in the New York Post. It's called A Partners. They're married. They love each other. They're going to stay married, but they live in completely separate homes. One couple they talked to married 5 years. They spend time together on the weekends. They live 20 minutes away from each other. The country version of this, the husband, Matt, lives in the main home on their property with their sons. His wife, Susan, has her own apartment in a detached garage on the other side of the driveway. They spend their nights apart, and they say they love it. Tommy cannot wrap his head around this, despite being the weirdest, most independent person I've ever met in my life. Kimmy seems to think her husband wouldn't be interested in this at all, which means she doesn't know her husband at all. Brooke writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. We had asked who benefits more.
Yeah.
She says, men. Men are benefiting more. LOL. Boys. I would argue men would benefit more from this.
From
living apart.
Yeah, but it
for
would just
maybe
be
a short period of time. You think they could go long doing this?
It would just
like you'll
be
live a life. You'll live like you can eat all Hot Pockets you want.
Yeah, you would just be a. You would just be a. I mean, most guys would just end up being a slob.
But what's wrong with that? If I want to be a slob, what's wrong with that?
There's
nothing
your
wrong.
Goal.
If your goal is just to be the worst version of yourself,
that's what
you're going to get.
I think
this is the best version of you right now.
Very nice.
You just told a story. It took 7 minutes to get through all of the women that have punched you in the face.
But that's all behind me now.
Yeah, you better hope. You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
I think you would love it at first, but I do think that I don't know how you do over time.
Loneliness would get to men quicker than women. Like, again, because women have a supporting social network, men don't.
Okay.
So how many times are you going to call up your buddy?
Deep into the comments on Facebook.
How many times are you going to call up and bust your buddy's balls at night?
All of those are fair arguments. Yeah. I do not disagree with any of it. I just hate this idea. I hate this idea that as men become older and like Kimmy and all other women like Keck, you can't take care of yourselves. Well, no, it's because you love us too much. Like, let me be a person every once in a while. I'm a grown man.
Because I was trying to think how it would work. Let's say, all right, so let's say a guy does this situation. And he has one single friend.
Okay.
So he's a guy that, you know, he can call because, you know, he wants to do something tonight. Mm-hmm. Even that relationship's going to go bad.
When you say bad?
Like, there's going to be a moment where you two are so stupid. You're going to be packing up the car and driving to Alaska because you think it'll be cool.
That does sound fun. That doesn't sound fun.
It sounds fun.
It's an adventure.
Only one of you are coming back.
All right. So both of you agree. If you are married, you stay under the same roof, and you cherish your time together.
Seems like better for you, but who am I to say?
Okay. So the good news is we're never going to hear Tommy ever complain about his relationship ever again into a microphone.
I don't complain. Why complain about anything?
She caught you in a tree when she told you you weren't allowed to be in a tree. And you tell me, oh, man, look at these idiots doing stuff with their single buddies. Help, I'm in a tree.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I didn't know this went away.
Oh.
And maybe they were just working on it over the summer, but okay. There is a big celebration coming out of Darien Lake because one of their earliest premier coasters is back, baby.
But it's one of the older ones?
It's funny. Like, I want to say no, but yeah, based on the fact that I rode this when I was like 9.
So it's one of those standard ones, not like where you hang upside down and go backwards and all that crap. Well, you know, the roller coasters now, they're out of control.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Announcement from Darien Lake yesterday.
What'd they say?
The Mind Eraser roller coaster is set to reopen as part of the upcoming season. I was unaware that it wasn't open.
I didn't know that either.
So maybe they just shut it down. Well, no, because it shut down for the winter anyway. Was it not open last season?
Maybe not. Maybe they had to do some maintenance.
Yep. So it's the only one of its type. It's a suspending looping coaster. He's lost. We've already lost.
Well, is it the one where you hang upside? Yeah. Like you're seated sitting. And the rails are above
your
head.
Like
your
legs are like kicking.
So you're
in
like
the
flying.
Air.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's got a newly profiled track, a new paint job, 2 new trains featuring wider seats. That's not a great sign.
Well, you know why you need the wider seat, bro.
Why is that, Tommy?
Because we wide. You stay away from the dipping dots.
And a new restraint system.
All right.
Folks at Darien Lake says, coaster enthusiast, this will feel different than the last time you rode it, so that's why you want to jump back on there.
Did you say it's unique, like it's the only one?
So it's the only type of its coaster in the state of New York.
State of New York.
Right. It's called a suspended looping coaster.
All right.
Now, you had asked how old it was.
Yeah.
Well,
you said you were a kid you went on it.
I wish I hadn't Googled it. Because it opened in 1997,
and
I remember going there and being like in awe of this like super modern roller coaster.
Yeah.
It's been operating for almost 30 years.
God damn!
You want to feel even older?
Sure.
The Viper, which is also like a looping metal roller coaster, was opened in 1982.
Wait. Oh my God!
I know, it's like 50 years. So we're all old as crap.
It's like. So it's like the Van Halen of roller coasters.
Panama! So
that's some old-ass stuff, man.
I'm at the age now where I don't know who roller coasters are aimed towards.
Well, I guess it always got to be like young kids.
Is it kids? Because there's a pretty big population of adults that live for roller coasters.
Well, they're like enthusiasts and stuff.
Or even people that just enjoy doing them. Like, is your dad a roller coaster guy?
Yeah, he was a roller coaster pusher.
He's got the mustache for it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as a kid, I probably would have never stepped foot onto a roller coaster. Like, it did not interest me as a kid. It looked terrifying. I would not have done it if my dad didn't shame me into getting on that roller coaster.
My dad would push me to tears.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
No exaggeration.
I think every dad does that to their kid.
Okay.
So my old man hated roller coasters but pushed us to go on them.
Why?
Because he's a dick.
He didn't go on it with you?
No, yeah. Go. You got to face your fears. You go with no.
Yeah.
All right, finish this sentence.
All right.
Tommy, a grown person who loves roller coasters is?
Weird. He's a weirdo.
Really?
Like, if you're, like, into roller coasters like that, yeah, you're sad.
All right, let's say you go to a grown-ass man in his 40s, goes to one amusement park a year to go ride roller coasters.
Well, yeah, that's his mission.
Well, I mean, like, you're going to go with the family, but when you get there, you're excited to ride roller coasters.
It's not like you're going just to ride roller coasters. You're going for the whole experience.
Yeah,
but
you said he's excited to do the roller coaster.
Well, yeah, I mean, why else would you be going to an amusement park?
That's sad.
Okay.
I find men that do that with childish things sad.
You think roller coasters are childish? Yeah, you must
they're designed for kids.
Are they? 48 inches? That's not kids, buddy. Granted, you have yet to ride a roller coaster. I don't know. I mean, Kimmy, do you look at guys, adults, men and women that like roller coasters as weird?
No, I think that there are just some people that are kind of like thrill seekers. So that is like their hobby. That's what they enjoy doing. I do not fall under that category. But like I said, guys like my dad and even his buddies and their they would all bring their kids. And I think they were more excited for the roller coaster than the kids that were at the park that day.
No, to your point, I remember. So we had Darien Lake season passes for years because mm-hmm. my dad found out that you could leave the park, eat lunch in your car, and then go back in. So that was his way to save money.
Yeah.
But yeah, my dad, he would always be, it's like being in a fighter jet.
Yeah.
Like that was his fantasy. Yeah. My dad was a grown-ass roller coaster lover.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you speak very highly of him all the time.
Well, no, but it's weird.
Glowing.
You always tell me I give him too hard a time, and all of a sudden now he's a weirdo. I can't.
Yeah, I think like as an adult, especially when you're bringing kids, like your job is to make it fun. Your job is supposed to be to like go on the rides with them, and I think that it's okay to enjoy it.
So let's talk about that.
All right.
Again, 252 WCMF. Darien Lake announced the Mind Eraser after some upgrades. Mm. It's back open this year. Opened in 1997, and now I have turned to dust.
Mm-hmm.
It gets to a point where it's like, all right, your body as an adult, for most people, whether it's the equilibrium.
The G-force, man.
You're sore, whatever it is, you don't want to do roller coasters
anymore.
Can't
do it.
What I did not anticipate, to your point, Kimmy, was my daughter's wanting to do this, but not wanting to do it alone.
Yeah.
So now you got to go on.
You're sucked in.
I hate it.
So will your wife go on them?
Yeah, but she hates it too. And like my wife, I put on a brave face because I have these, you know, vivid memories of my dad making me cry and I don't want to cry in front of my 12-year-old. So I have to be like, it's okay when I want no part of these roller coasters. My wife will openly be like, I hate this. I don't want to do it. Like, the ride.
I don't think at this point, it's not the ride. The ride doesn't scare me at this point. What I'm worried about is getting sick.
Oh.
I can't take, like, the head bobbing around and the,
so you're gonna retch,
my stomach. Yeah, gets, like ugh. I just hate it.
So the worst night I can think of in an amusement park, or a day, is that when I was dating that chick from Lexington, fiance, she wanted to go up. There's a famous amusement park just north of Cincinnati. It's called Kings Island. Mm-hmm. And famous joint, big roller coaster. She wants to go. I'm not even thinking, right? So we're gone. She wants to go on roller coasters. Now, I'm dating this chick. I have to get on this roller coaster. And it's one of them wooden, rickety-ass looking things.
Where you hurt afterwards.
Right, but she's like, cool. I look like a complete puss. And here's the worst part. I didn't even realize it. I wasn't even looking at it. It goes backwards.
And
I didn't realize it until we started going. I go, oh, my, this is really throwing me off.
Oh.
So, like, I am now white-knuckling, making the biggest sissy face I can. And she's, like, having fun, putting her arms up and going, look. I don't want to look at nothing, man. Like, as we're going up, she goes, look what you can see. And I don't like heights like this because it's all rickety. And I don't want to. I'm complete fear.
Yeah.
Like, whatever manhood I had got completely sucked out of me. And she's laughing at me. And then we still had an hour and a half ride home that
day. No, I mean, I would argue.
It was the worst.
I would argue there are a lot of men, whether or not they admit it, a top five scariest moment in their life was on a roller coaster.
Oh, yeah.
Either as it was going up or the peak. You remember the Superman?
I don't know what they
call it now.
At one point, it was like the tallest one in the region or something.
Kimmy, it is so high that first fall, and like the seats were so tiny, and you couldn't see the, what do you call it, track underneath you.
Yeah, I hate it.
It was horrific, but again, I didn't want to be a bitch, so I just kept going up this thing, horrified the entire time. Not an ounce of enjoyment.
Yeah.
So, like to your point, I didn't look like a sissy.
Yeah.
God, we're so stupid.
I know.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.